science and technology.
Robots and psychology. Mapping the uncanny valley. Why androids are scary.
Artificially created beings, whether they be drawn or sculpted, are warmly accepted by viewers when they are distinctly inhuman. As their appearances are made more real, however, acceptance turns to discomfort until the point where the similarity is almost perfect when comfort returns. This effect, called the uncanny valley because of the dip in acceptance between clearly inhuman and clearly human forms, is well known, particularly to animators. But why it happens is a mystery. Some suggest it is all about outward appearance, but a study just published in Cognition by Kurt Gray at the University of North Carolina and Daniel Wegner at Harvard argues that there can be something else involved as well, the apparent presence of a mind where it ought not to be. According to some philosophers, the mind is made up of two parts: agency, the capacity to plan and do things, and experience, the capacity to feel and sense things. Both set people apart from robots. But Dr. Gray and Dr. Wegner speculated that experience in particular was playing a crucial role in generating the uncanny valley effect. They theorized that adding human-like eyes and facial expressions to robots conveys emotion, where viewers do not expect emotion to be present. The resulting clash of expectations, they thought, might be where the unease was coming from. To test this idea, the researchers presented 45 participants recruited from subway stations and campus dining halls in Massachusetts with a questionnaire about the Delta Cray supercomputer. A third were told this machine was like a normal computer, but much more powerful. Another third heard it was capable of experience by being told it could feel hunger, fear, and other emotions. The remainder were told it was capable of self-control and the capacity to plan ahead, thus suggesting it had agency. Participants were asked to rate how unnerved they were by the supercomputer on a scale where 1 was not at all and 5 was extremely. Dr. Gray and Dr. Wegner found that those presented with the idea of a supercomputer that was much more powerful than other computers or was capable of planning ahead were not much unnerved. They gave it a score of 1.3 and 1.4, respectively. By contrast, those presented with the idea of a computer capable of experiencing emotions gave the machine an average of 3.4. These findings are consistent with the researchers' hypothesis. There seems to be something about finding emotion in a place where it is not expected that upsets people. This led Dr. Gray and Dr. Wegner to wonder if the reverse, discovering a lack of experience in a place where it was expected, might prove just as upsetting. To explore this, they presented a further 44 volunteers, recruited in the same manner as those in the earlier experiment, with a picture of a man. A third were told that he was normal, a third that he was unable to plan, and a third that he was unable to feel pain, pleasure, or fear. As in the first experiment, participants rated how unnerved they were by the man on a 5-point scale. Those who were told the man was normal or was incapable of planning gave scores that averaged 1.8 and 1.9 respectively. Those told he could not feel pain, pleasure, or fear were much more unnerved. They gave average scores of 3.0. Dr. Gray and Dr. Wegner believe their findings argue that a big part of the uncanny valley effect stems from expectations not being met. Robots are not expected to have feelings, and when such feelings are found, it seems somehow wrong. Humans, by contrast, are expected to have feelings, and when such feelings are not found, the effect is equally frightening. Their conclusions will perhaps give pause to those who see the ultimate robot as something which physically resembles a human being.